You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Thursday, October 19th, and it's time for Valley Talk, and we have three guests today. We have Steve Krueger, Jim Kent, and Craig Ristness of the Crookston Civic Music League. So, gentlemen, how are you doing on this Thursday?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Doing good.
There's Craig. Yes. Craig is actually with Allied Concerts. So he's the gentleman that he comes to us and presents a selection of various artists. And Craig, a lot of time on the road. I think he's at home, aren't you, Craig?
I'm actually a rare day in the fall that I get to be at home.
Well, that's great to hear.
But otherwise, he's doing a lot of traveling and stuff, and he goes around to all the groups, music groups like us, and makes a presentation. In fact, he's probably been around now with a lot with the picking for next season, because we've done that already too. So, but we want to talk about this season. It kicks off this Saturday here in Crookston.
Yeah. So this Saturday is when it starts. It'll be at 7 o'clock. That's going to be the first concert of this 2023-24 concert season. And so let's hear about who will be performing.
Okay. Craig, go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to start off my thing by saying everything I'm going to talk about, you can go to CrookstonCivicMusicLeague.com, and you can see video clips, set lists, and learn a little bit about the artists. But our first concert is going to be a great way to start the season. It's a group called the Folk Legacy Trio. Two of the members are former members of the Kingston Trio, so a very well-known folk group. And that's going to be the program, folk music. And they've been out for us now for a month, and the reviews have come back just really glowing.
It's a fine group. I was kind of looking through the list of songs or their program that they do. Tom Dooley, there's one of my favorites. I kind of like that.
I totally remember that. In fact, if you ask me to sing a song from the Kingston Trio.
And this list goes on and on.
And, they've got some various music that they'll be doing and stuff. And looks like a fun group to start. And so that's this Saturday. Craig, we'll let you kind of run through the whole schedule for the season, and then we'll kind of talk a little bit about the tickets and membership and all that.
Okay. Well, next concert's going to be November 14th. We have a classical pianist, but don't let that scare you. He's great with audiences. He'll do some fun, more popish things as well. His name is Charlie Albright, and he's been doing a few tours for us in past years, and everywhere they go, they just want to adopt him. So he's a great guy. Then our next concert will be in February on the 4th, and it's Yulin and Inez. The group's called You and I. Yulin is from South Korea and plays violin. Inez is from Germany and plays guitar, and the two will be doing an eclectic program of some folk songs, some classical, and some more contemporary things as well.
Okay.
And then hold on to your seat. On February 29th, we've got Pop Rock Orchestra. A guy by the name of Billy McGuigan. He's out of the kind of Omaha area in Nebraska, but this is going to be a high-energy show. It's going to be a lot of fun, and they're going to be doing Eric Clapton, ELO, Elton John, Elvis, ABBA, Chuck Berry, so a nice wide-ranging of pop and lighter rock songs that he'll do. He's got a full band with him, so it should be a high-energy evening.
Okay.
And then you're going to close out your series with a saxophone quartet, something kind of unique called Cinta. That's on March 16th. And they'll be playing classical to contemporary, and it's a unique thing that not a lot of people have seen sax quartets, and there's some music written for it. It's fast, it's fun, and they should be an energetic way to end your season.
Okay. So five concerts for you at a fabulous price, right, Jim?
Oh, my goodness. An adult price of $45, you know, and people wonder how in the world we can offer this at that price.
Yeah.
Because truly the quality of this entertainment is excellent. These people have traveled, performed in Branson or Las Vegas or wherever, and traveled the world, some of them. And so the value that we have here is because we can all group together, we buy a season ticket. You know, even if you would only come to one program,
mm-hmm.
you certainly have made use of a $45 ticket.
And again, you know, we want to kind of reiterate, it is by membership only. There is a contributor member ticket selections, too, as well.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, there's a patron membership, $110, and that gives you two adult tickets. And, of course, part of that is a contribution then toward the Music League. And, of course, that helps make all of this possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the friend level, which is a $200 level. And that would be four adult tickets. And the benefactor level is $300. And then the co-sponsor, $500. And we have several companies, including CareOX, that are co-sponsors, which we really appreciate their commitment to this. Because if it weren't for CareOX, you know, we wouldn't be able to get the word out,
mm-hmm.
is really what it comes right down to. So we really appreciate that co-sponsorship. It's a $500 contribution, and it's, like I said, eight adult tickets. And, again, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to go to. And for this price, it's a great thing for Crookston.
Mm-hmm. And we, like I said earlier, last week we spent an evening choosing for next season for the 2024-2025 season, which is always a process, isn't it, Craig?
You know it is, but let me tell you, we got a great crew of people there in Crookston. They really think about what's going to be unique in the community that they could bring in, what's going to be entertaining, and what, you know, at the end of the night, you want to go home and say that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they work hard to make that happen.
You know, Craig, I'd like to give a shout-out to our committee. I'd like to just name them if I could.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Alvern Wenzel, Jerry Wenzel, Jerry Amiot, Steve Kruger, of course, Sandy Perkins, Joan Bjelland, Lisa Bowler, Mitch Walski, John Rodseth, Lori Kapistran, Mary Gossi, Elaine Metzger, who is our president, myself, Emily Luco, and Marla Sfinkenbinder.
So we've got quite an age range, you know. That's the thing, and so that kind of makes it unique. And what, you know, kind of a quick overview of what we do. We go through. Craig presents all the artists that are available, groups, individual artists, whatever it may be, and we watch little video clips, and he kind of explains who they are and stuff. And then we go through, after we're done with that, then we kind of go through and vote. And, of course, it's kind of a season breakdown. And so it's always kind of interesting, you know. It's like, okay, you like this group. And, yeah, everybody raises their hand. Oh, we got five for that, or we got four for this, or we got three for this. So, yeah, it's a couple hours of process.
Absolutely. It's a couple
process.
Hours. That's so, right. But it is a fun, and I always feel like I walk out of there, I always feel like I've had a little bit to say about who we pick.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good.
You know.
And
so, it's a fun process, and as I say, it's a great crew because, you know, they know their local community, and they know what people like, and they work hard to make sure that they get some good options.
And for next year, we have added a concert. We're going to have six.
Yeah, that's pretty unbelievable.
Can we squeeze them all in, Craig?
we'll work with the school, certainly. So we're not going to quite reveal that yet, but again, I'll CrookstonCivicMusicLeague.com. You can see the current season that's going to start up here on Saturday, right?
Right, correct.
That's right. And
clips. But if you remember to come back, sometimes towards the end of January, you can get a sneak peek what's going to be coming, what we just decided, and what's going to be coming the following year.
Yeah, Craig kind of goes around and to all quite an area, and Then he comes back with everybody's decision and then creates a travel schedule, which on your part makes ours just look like just one piece.
Yeah. one little piece.
Big jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
How many states, Craig, do you cover?
We work with about 125 communities in 16 states, so we get as far south as Kansas, we get out to Montana, we get to Indiana, so it's kind of that middle part of the U.S. that we work with.
Okay. Probably want to make note, too, on our schedule for this year. The concerts are always at 7 o'clock. We used to go a half an hour later, but now they're all, and I still a couple people going, oh, I thought the concert was 7:30. It's like, no. But we do have one. We kind of decided this year one of those concerts is going to be an afternoon on Sunday, and that is the You and I group on February 4th of 2024. Will be a Sunday afternoon, so kind of a matinee concert at 2:30. So something a little different, but otherwise the rest of the concerts will be at 7 o'clock each of those evenings. So. And this first concert, if you haven't had a chance to get your membership or in, this will be your chance. They'll be set up there with all the tables. We'll have those that have sent theirs in and to purchase. Your tickets will be available there, but you will be able to purchase tickets at the door.
That is correct. You can purchase if you haven't purchased them already. You can do it at the door Saturday evening. The concert's at 7 o'clock. The tickets, you can, and then you will be able to pick up, if, like Steve said, if you've already purchased your ticket, you can pick it up at the door there.
Mm-hmm. And I think we'll be around there. Everybody's supposed to be around there about 6, a little before 6 o'clock. So,
exactly.
The auditorium will open at about 6:30. The artists like to get a little rehearsal in. I'm the tech part of this too as well. Each of the artists that they come in, it's kind of nice it being part of that and picking and stuff and see what each of those artists require for technical. A lot of the bigger groups, of course, come in with their own, so it's just a matter of assisting them to set up and or maybe just tying into our sound system. And I'll tell you, it's fun because you get to know these guys, a little bit more and who they are. And of course, they ask questions that haven't been in the area. And they come in and, what do you guys, especially now, of course, beats are done. But I had a few of them that we've come in and said, what's going on out there? Geez, they see all these trucks and these things laying on the road and kind of explained to them. I said, the sugar you usually eat, that's where this comes from. So, it's just kind of interesting to get to know them a little more than just that this is the group that's performing and they get to know us,
Steve, over the years that I've worked with this, I have met some very interesting people.
Yes. Yep.
I'll tell you, everybody has their own story, and these people come from every place.
Yep. Yep. Craig, we've got a little time yet. How do you as Allied Concerts, what kind of a little bit about your process of choosing the groups?
We look for groups of a wide variety of styles, but the thing that we want to always be consistent about is that they play at a high level of quality.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work with some managers that we've had relationships for years. We go to New York in January and see a lot of showcases. We get a lot of artists who have worked with us and they send their friends because, they enjoy the experience. We have, in this part of the country, we have just really warm people and good audiences, and they'll play in Carnegie Hall and 2 days later they're on one of our tours going places, and they just love connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, they all have their own story, and that's something we always look for, is performers that can connect with the audience, tell their story, learn a little bit about the community, and make those connections.
Yeah, it's always fun. And some of them I know have had, let's get some pictures, and some of them will have on social media, Facebook pages or Instagram or something,
yep.
and they're posting a lot of their trips, their tours and stuff, and where they're at in a different town. So sometimes it's kind of fun to see on that what they're doing afterwards too.
I'll share a quick little funny thing that an artist said to me once. They call our tours the Water Tower Tour. Because, you know, you think about how flat a lot of our territory is, and the big tall thing in town is the Water Tower with the name on it. So they really kind of get a kick out of that. Because if you're coming from New York, this is a little different part of the world.
Yep, yep. And, it's fun. Like I said, I get a chance to kind of get to know them a little more than just, here's this group up on the stage. So it's kind of fun.
But. Well, and here is an interesting tidbit, too. Of course, Crookston, you know, had its own Marcou Corner, you know, that traveled and performed with Allied. They actually performed twice on our concert series when they were active. So it's kind of fun to know that we actually have a local connection to this, too.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Well, Craig, thank you. Thank you for joining us here. And again, as we get to the end, closer to the end of our season next year in 2024, we'll have an idea of our groups and schedule. So, Craig usually sends me a video on that, and we kind of show that towards probably the last couple of concerts, at least at the at the last one of who we'll have for the new season coming in. So. And so very good. Craig, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
No, you're a busy guy. Catch you on a day where you can catch your breath.
Yes. Well, thank you. And thank you to the group there. This is great, great things that you're doing for the community.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Craig Risness. He's, again, with Allied Concerts and one hardworking guy there. But it's always kind of fun and work with him and things like that. So, again, our first concert is this Saturday at 7 o'clock, Crookston High School Auditorium. And it's the Folk Legacy Trio. Should be a fun group. So, and I was looking through their music and I go, gee, I know some of these songs.
And I used to have records.
Well, you know, when they said there was some Kingston Trio, I said, if I knew where all our albums that KROX used to have, they're somewhere in containers and probably got several other things on top of them. I thought, gee, could you get one of these, the record jacket signed or something like that?
I've got vinyl.
So, season tickets, come on out on Saturday and enjoy a great concert. Looks like a lot of fun, and it's a season ticket only. Again, $45 for adults for your general basic membership. If you'd like to be more of a contributor, of course, there's our patron for $110, friends for $200, benefactors for $300, and co-sponsors for $500, and of course, you get some tickets with that. But you also help support this group and help support our concert series, which is like Craig says, a fantastic thing. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of different type of music. So stop on out, head on out there, and we'll have the tickets for you or tickets for you to purchase out there at the Crookston High School this Saturday at 7 o'clock. Come on out early at 6. Again, the auditorium open at 6:30 for you to get in and get seated. So.
Very good.
Jim, thank you.
Yeah,
Anna, thank you again.
Absolutely welcome.
To Craig for joining us via telephone this morning. And, hey, come on out. It's going to be a great concert year for Crookston Civic Music League. And, again, like Craig had mentioned, we do have a website, CrookstonCivicMusicLeague.com. And, again, you can check out what the season is and a little bit of video on each of those. So.
And you want to make sure that for next season, when there's that additional sixth concert that's going to be added, you save that and you're able to look ahead to the future, too.
Yep. And what's nice, and that's the thing, too. Craig is he's the one that has set up our website. So that was very generous of him. And they kind of add the information. So, towards the end of the season, not only will we have a video that we'll probably present at least at our last concert, if not the last two, of who is becoming for the next season, but he also kind of gets the list up there of who we're going to have, so because they get closer to getting the schedule made. So, all right, very good. How are we doing? Perfect.
We're doing perfect on
perfect.
Time.
Jeez, I think I work in radio or something. All right. Jim, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Tyler, thank
Anytime.
You.
Anytime.
And, again, thank you to Craig. So come on out Saturday night.
So that was our Valley Talk for today with the Crookston Civic Music League, Steve Kruger, Jim Kent, and Craig Risness, who called in for today's Valley Talk.